informations or historical dates that happened in the past from the time of Adam passing through the time of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, passing through the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Musa, Sayyidina Dawood, to the time of Sayyidina Isa, to the time of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, whatever they have discovered, whatever they have knew, doesn't go more than 6,000-7,000 years. So whatever they are saying, that this planet has been formed to come to this way of can be inhabited, that has gone through lot of changes through millions and billions of years. This is rejected on them. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah said in Holy Quran, whatever you have been given of knowledge, everything that you have, that you think yourself with this 21st century of technology, whatever you have been given, Allah said, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Have been given from knowledge, qalil, equal to nothing. When you say infinity, is means there is no description of its, there is no end of it, it's continuous, it's big. When you say epsilon is what? Compared to infinity, nothing. Epsilon means the smallest that you can imagine. The smallest that you can imagine is epsilon. Infinity is the biggest that you can imagine. Allah said, He didn't say, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ كَثِيرًا, too much. He said, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And He said, إِلَّا, confirming. Illa adat jazm, to confirm, that is, you have been given very little, nothing. He didn't say kathira. Kathira, He said it to Prophet. Inna atainaka al-kawthar from kathir. He said to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, inna atainaka al-kawthar. We have given you a lot. Kawthar is from kathir, means no description of it, too much. Cannot describe what Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad. Utitu jawami al-kalim, ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin. I have been given the mothers of words, the eloquent of speeches. They have speech writers today. They write you your speech to make it nice. That's rubbish. That's nothing compared to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Sayyidina Muhammad, Jawami al-Kalim. Jawami al-Kalim means the highest of words that you can put together. And he said to Sayyidina Muhammad, I have given you al-kawthar, means al-kathir, too much. So the explanation of that is, some they say, the meaning of another meaning of kawthar is a river in paradise. Even river, if we can describe it, it's in it interpretations, a river means a flowing knowledge, never ending. The river never ends. River is running. So I gave you a running knowledge, never ends. And he described to human being other than Sayyidina Muhammad, only to Sayyidina Muhammad. Even he didn't say it to any other prophet, that I gave you kathir, except to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad. The rest, all of them, including Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Isa, and Sayyidina Nuh and Sayyidina Ibrahim, Ulul Azm, including them, he said, I gave you the Qalil. Qalil is like nothing. We say, Al-Nadir Kal-Ma'dum. The rare is like Ma'dum, doesn't exist. Al-Nadir Kal-Ma'dum. The something that is rare, like diamond is rare, for example, is as if it's not existing. Can you find a diamond 1,000 carat? No, they never find. They found maximum 400. So to find 1,000 is rare. To find 400 is rare. They found one. It's as if it doesn't exist. So what Allah gave to humanity of knowledge compared to what Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like infinity to absolute. Understood? Inshallah, I hope. Epsilon over infinity equal to what? Zero. Allahu Akbar. Epsilon over zero equal to what? How much? One. Epsilon compared to zero means something. Compared to infinity, is nothing. Means you have been given a little bit more than zero. All your knowledges, Muslims and non-Muslims, those who are running after sitting on chairs, making big exposing themselves, that they are something to be considered in the community, you are nothing more than zero. If there is something less than zero, we are less than zero, even. The only one that is above zero is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is zero. To Allah greatness. Why is zero? Because Prophet doesn't like to have an existence in front of Allah's existence. Out of respect. Ya Rabbi, I'm not existing in front of you. I'm nothing. He knows his limits. But we, a human being, Allahu Akbar, we have inside us a shaitan always whispering in our ears, oh, no, 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 be proud of yourself. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of yourself. Be arrogant. Be stubborn. Don't listen to anyone. You are the best. There is no one above you. Everyone under you. Crush them. Kill them. Massacre them. Don't let them to live. You are the one to live. Nothing else. No one bow Allah, you bow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but no one try to listen to an advice. How we can get to be able to listen to advice or to be able to accept someone's decision is only through one thing, that Sahaba and Prophet were observing that. And their Prophet was observing that. If you look at Islam, you see that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was living in a community that were idol worshippers. فلما جن عليه الليل
قال هذا ربي فلما أفل قال لا أحب الآفلين.
When the night came, he saw a star. Why? Because he's from inside him. He was not arrogant. He was looking for the truth. Now no one looking for the truth. So something motivated him. A love. Some love moved him to know his origin. He looked at night. Night came. One night came. فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَأَى كَوْكَبًا. Now جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ means one night came, he saw a star. Means also, when you are going out of darkness, the darkness of the ego, you might see, when you decide to leave your ego behind, you might find a window of light guiding you. When you give yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to shaitan, shaitan represents darkness. When you leave shaitan and his darkness, Allah guide you, give you a star. What is the star? The star is something very high in the sky that you see a small light. Means Allah will open for you a small light, like the light of the star. How far you can see it? Allah open for you something. قال هذا ربي. When he saw that light, he said, this is Allah, this is my Lord. فلما أفل قال لا أحب الآفلين. When that night, he was in a struggle, if we want to take the interpretation of it. He was in struggle between himself and that light. So when that light disappeared from his sight, he said, no, that's not my Lord. It's still the evil person, evilness behind me, that shaitan is playing with me. If you want to take it literally, the meaning means when the day came, the star disappeared. He said, how is a Lord will disappear from my sight? This is not my sight. Then, when he saw the moon, but when the star comes, the moon doesn't come at night. So how the moon, how the star disappeared and he didn't see the moon? You see, he was in a transitional period. He's explaining that his belief, he's increased his love to Allah. Allah opened a bigger light now, like a moonlight. very near. It's approaching. He saw the moon. Because when you see a star, you see the moon also. Let us take it literally also. The star means after some time, might be he was looking at the beginning of the month or at the end of the month. There was no moon. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. When he saw the moon up, how he can see the moon when he cannot see anymore the star? The star doesn't disappear unless the moon disappear. And the moon must be full moon. When he is describing a moon like a star, star is round. The moon must be round. So it is not the beginning of the month. Means there was a struggle in himself. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilur Rahman, struggling. When his struggle against shaitan bigger and approaching toward Rahman more, Allah opened for him a bigger light. That light of knowledge. He said, this is my Lord. Like Sayyidina Musa, when he saw a fire, he saw, I came to my Lord. And Allah said, no, it's not. So he saw the moon, he said, no, this is the moon gone, the struggle inside. So when the struggle inside him make the moon to disappear, or literally the moon disappeared, he said, no. Something disappears is not my Lord. So he is struggling between himself. Are you struggling? Are you caring? Allahu Akbar. No one is caring. Everyone wants to be something. So if you don't increase that love in your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Islam, to the inheritors of Prophet, you're never going to see the light. You're never going to see the way. You're never going to be guided. You are going to lose always. We are losers. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ إِنِّي لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ. Same like he said for the star. When it disappeared, he said, I'm not interested. This is not the one that I'm looking for. It's not my Lord. It's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً
قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ.
When he saw the sun, فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا. When he saw the sun there bigger, هذا أكبر. When he saw the sun bigger, he said, oh, that's it. That is the sun. Means he was not able anymore to see himself, because under the sun, when you look at the sun, what will happen? When you look at the sun and you look back, something you cannot see anything. When he look at that light and look back, everything disappeared. He realized now that there is no existence to anything, even to himself. With that light that Allah opened to him, stronger than star, stronger than moon, the light of the sun. But when that gone also, because still he is in struggle, he said, oh, my people, I'm not going to follow what you are thinking. I'm going, I found now the reality. Not the star, not the moon, not the sun. Although they are light for guidance. Allah made the star to guide you. Allah makes the moon to guide you, to give you light at night. Allah gave you the sun to be able for this whole planet to survive with its rays. But all of them are subject to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah cannot be an object. But His love that He was bringing and creating in Himself, bigger and bigger, took Him from a small star to a bigger that He can see in His eye, to a more bigger, the sun. Means it took Him...